KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
One person has been killed in a horrific crash in Hammersdale, west of Durban. A car and a minibus taxi collided head-on this morning on Mtoka Mkhize Drive, that's Hammersdale Main Road. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the man, who's believed to have been in his 40s, was trapped in the wreckage.
Paramedics assessed the man, and unfortunately he had sustained fatal injuries, and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene.
He says four others were injured.
Once stabilized on scene, they were transported to various Cato Ridge and Pietermaritzburg hospitals for the further care that they required.
Now, the scene is still active. Emergency teams have warned motorists in the area to proceed with caution and expect delays. Service providers say delays in payments under the school nutrition program already affecting some school pupils in KZN. Tabang Kwabe, who's with the Service Providers Association, says some suppliers are still owed payments dating back to November.
There are learners that have been left unfed for the past few weeks because of non-payment from the Department of Education.
Members of the association staged a sit-in and protest in at various district offices in KZN yesterday. Mwabe, who picketed with a group at the department's headquarters in Maritzburg, says education officials have blamed the delays on issues with the new payment system.
Our concern is that this thing of non-payment has always been an issue, even on the previous system. This upgrade is just a scapegoat for non-payments. Even if this system was non-existent, we'll still be sitting at this challenge.
The department has meanwhile told service providers that all outstanding payments will be processed by the end of the week. Our media associations say they hope the breakthrough in the case of a missing Pretoria journalist and his partner will help investigators uncover what happened to them. Four suspects were nabbed in connection with the February disappearance of Sibusiso Ndlovu and Sodwa Mdluli. The founder of Capital FM Live was last seen leaving his workplace in Mamelodi. Police say the first suspect was the last person seen with the couple, while the others were found with car parts believed to belong to the missing journalist. Here's the National Press Club's Antoinette Slabbert.
We thank the South African Police Service for their hard work to unravel this mystery, and we want to encourage them to continue to look for the couple and bring them back home.
And Palestinians in Gaza and Israeli protesters have voiced despair at Israel's announcement of plans to capture the whole region and stay there for an unspecified length of time. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told those living there to move for their own protection. Cabinet's approved plans to take control of the entire Gaza Strip, with tens of thousands of reserve soldiers being called up. This resident says the situation is already desperate.
What more can happen? Children have died. Children have been displaced. Children have gone hungry. Homes have been destroyed. What more can happen?
Hundreds of Israelis rallied outside the Israeli parliament in Jerusalem, protesting against Netanyahu's government.
This is un-Jewish, unhuman. It's unheard of.
Meanwhile, Israeli officials have said that the renewed fighting is aimed at defeating Hamas and securing the return of hostages held by the group since the 2023 attack. Back home, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, a Protea seamer, KG Rabada, can return to action after serving a month ban for testing positive for a banned substance. We'll take a look at the Baby Springboks team to face Australia today. And Liverpool legend, I'll say, Trent Alexander-Arnold says he needs a new challenge after announcing he's leaving Liverpool.